Good morning, Outliers. Welcome to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day and what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day, people are setting fires to Teslas, the cars, and screw you guys for doing that, okay? Not cool. I'm a Tesla owner? No. Go bugger off somewhere else. And our second story of the day, this could be potentially the most dangerous company in the world, and more than likely, you're using it at this very moment. Tune in for that and more on today's Outlier Live. So Elon Musk, doing his thing, trying to save the world, one electric vehicle at a time, while also being the smartest man in the world, the richest man in the world, and potentially one of the most handsome mans in the world. Just joking. I am a huge Elon Musk fanboy, and I am a Tesla owner myself. Elon Musk is ripping these purported eco-terrorists for suspected arson at the Tesla Gigafactory, and it's extremely dumb. It is extremely dumb. Are you freaking kidding me? So you're so environmentally conscious, environmentally aware, that you want to go set these cars on fire. Okay, this makes complete sense to me, right? No, not at all. Apparently, some people have got it into their minds that Elon Musk is such a bad guy that they need to set on fire cars that other people have bought, right? It would be like somebody coming up and setting my car on fire, my incredibly beautiful Tesla Model Y performance, which looks exactly like this one. My family got me a Hot Wheels of it, and I was like, that is so sick. And I don't get these people, right? I just don't get the mentality of somebody coming through and saying, oh, I care about the environment, so therefore I'm going to set this electric car on fire. How does that make sense? Please explain that to me. Musk said it's extremely dumb for purported eco-terrorists to attack an electric car maker, right? Electric car maker. Dude's doing his best to come out here and save the environment, to push the future forward, and these people are like, nah. But we all know that Elon is not, how should I say this? Elon is not given the same treatment as other billionaires. When history gets written, you know, later on, decades from now, we're going to look back and we're going to say, man, Elon Musk did some pretty awesome things. He created the best electric car company in the world. He, basically, it's this generation's Henry Ford. And when history looks back at it, they're going to look at these Terrys. They're going to look back at these people who are actively trying to sabotage him because of his political beliefs. And they're going to be like, what was wrong with people back then? Social media, what was wrong with people back then? I don't know about you, but like my social media space at this point in my life is just watching YouTube, right? I don't do the dramas on the Twitters. I don't look at the fake lives on Instagrams. No, I'm just basically sheltering myself in YouTube where I can just do my own thing, follow the people that I like, and then just ignore everybody else. Right? That's just my opinion, right? Hey, thanks for watching live. I really appreciate it. So when people are setting Teslas on fire, it just makes no sense to me. Tesla CEO Elon Musk slammed the suspected arson attack on his Gigafactory near Berlin as extremely dumb, as far-left activists claim responsibility. It's not just there. I saw a video of somebody in San Francisco, and because of the sentry mode on this Tesla, you can see the dude walk up, like, with his supplies, you know, drench a rag in gasoline, set it on top of the tire, light it on fire, and walk away. Like, the whole thing's caught on video. Now, granted, San Francisco is a shit show, but the look at this ad, America's non-woke job board. But the fact that people are just brazen enough to think, there's a Tesla, I'm just going to go burn it down. I don't get it. Let's see. The purported far-left activist organization called the Volcano Group took credit for the incident, saying that Musk was distributed to... okay, there we go. Police say they were aware of the letter, which was signed from Agua de Pau. Who cares? The name of a volcanic mountain in the Azores. Okay. These are either the dumbest eco-terrorists on Earth, or they're puppets of those who don't have environmental goals. I think Elon's exactly right here. I think they are puppets. I think these people are being paid to take down Tesla, the company, in any means necessary. Because you just log on any day of the week, and rather than a Ford problem, a Volvo problem, let me think of some other car, a Mini Cooper problem, right? Nobody ever talks about those. Every news story out there is always about Tesla, or somehow surrounding Tesla, and how Tesla's awful, and how Tesla's ruining everything. And it's like, who is paying for this? The Model Y was the best-selling car in the entire world last year, and it wasn't even close. People love the car. People love the company. It is so fun to get into my Tesla and see all the little Easter eggs that it has, right? But it's like, is Big Oil funding this? Is Big Oil getting these Terrys to burn up Teslas to scare people away from it? Because it's the best-selling car in the world. So it's like, oh, well, we can't have that. We have to scare the consumers away from buying it. Or are the legacy automakers looking at this like, we can't sell EVs because they all suck in comparison to Teslas. What are we going to do? I don't know. It's crazy to hear these people, right? Stopping production of EVs rather than fossil fuel vehicles is extremely dumb. I guess that person, I don't even know who wrote that. Whatever. Authorities have vowed consequences for whoever started the fire. Then they should be, right? If the initial findings are confirmed, this will be a, I don't know that word, perfidious. I have no idea what that word is. Let's Google it together. Perfidious. Perfidious. Okay. Deceitful and untrustworthy. You could have just said deceitful or untrustworthy. You don't have to use those big words. Attack on our electricity infrastructure. That will have consequences. Here, thousands of people were cut off from basic services and put in danger because one idiot decided they had to go burn the Tesla factory, right? We sabotaged Tesla. Yeah, you suck, dude. Tesla consumes earth, resources, people, workers, and in return spits out 6,000 SUVs, killer cars, and monster trucks each week. Dude, a Tesla monster truck would be pretty sick. let's see. Tesla aims to double the site's capacity to 100 gigawatt hours of battery production and 1 million cars per year, which is awesome, right? As I said before, I'm a huge Elon fanboy. I think Teslas are the future. I just don't understand why anybody takes this this extreme vengeance against the future, right? Do you just want to be in the past? In fact, when I was buying my Tesla, I had the choice. I was either going to go Land Rover Defender, because I've always wanted a Land Rover or Range Rover, and I was like, those Land Rover Defenders are pretty cool, or a Tesla. And my thought process between the two was, okay, Land Rover Defender, be tons of fun off-road, enjoyable to drive around, but it's the past. It's a dinosaur. Or I can buy the future, and I can have a lot of fun doing that. Their performance is wickedly fast. It's brutally fast, in fact. And I was like, between the two, I'd rather go with the future than go with the past. But there's a lot of people, for some reason, who want to fight to keep the past. Now, I don't know if you're a Tesla shareholder, but check out these Outlier 2.0 signals. A 2.0 release comes out next week, and I am so stoked about this, right? We actually got a sell signal. What day did that come through? March 4th. So 2 days ago, we got a sell signal on Tesla. So if you already were a Tesla shareholder, now be me the time to go to cash. In fact, these Outlier signals, this is brand new in the Tesla, Outlier 2.0 version. These signals on here show a 1,009.82% return following these signals from Outlier here. And you can see the red line is the buy and hold, where the blue line are the Outlier buy and sell signals. So absolutely tremendous. So if you are a Tesla shareholder, now may be the time to get out. And now may also be the time for you to go over to OVTLYRdeal.com so you can get access to these signals, and you need to do it quick. We're in the final stretches of this deal. And in the very near future, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity will be gone. So head on over there quick while you can. So let's see what the internet says about this, right? New left-wing radicals declare war on Tesla and threaten a wave of attacks on Elon Musk cars and charging stations in Berlin. Screw these guys. Left-wing violent criminals are declaring war on Tesla and threatening a wave of attacks on electric vehicles. After arson attacks on Tesla cars and charging stations in Berlin, the police are investigating crimes motivated by left-wing politics. Right? They don't care about the... It's not and hasn't been about the cars. It's not and hasn't been about what they're doing for the future, for technology, for the planet, anything. It's all about politics. It's all about politics. And it makes me sick. Why have politics come to dominate everything, right? And this person says, let Teslas go up in flames everywhere. No, screw you guys. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Translation. Governments are attacking Elon because he offers free speech and they don't like it. So they have their goons doing the work for money and the media will report it. It's shameful in Germany and in elsewhere. Yeah. It's amazing some people think this news is real. I'm not sure what Ed's trying to say there. Motivated by left-wing politics. So Terry's? Yeah, sounds like it. They're not activists. They're jealous losers attacking progress because they can't stand to see someone actually succeed. Musk pushing the future forward while they can only throw tantrums. And so that's the kind of thought that I've had. Is this big oil? Is this legacy automakers? Is this governments who don't want to lose control that are doing their best to try and sabotage Elon from every direction? Dude, I don't know. But I thought this was the best here. These cars don't burn any fossil fuels, so let's burn them. The logic of these people, right? Okay. At this very moment, while you're watching me, you are probably using what this Ohio senator is calling one of the most dangerous companies in the world. Yeah. Yeah. You and me right now, we're...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Probably being ultra dangerous together, because this Ohio senator demands Google break up amid the Gemini debacle. One of the most dangerous companies in the world. Google is reportedly fixing its AI tool accused of racial biases and historical inaccuracies. Did you guys read 1984? Right? Or I don't know about you. Maybe you're an audiobook reader, right? I listened to 1984 on audiobook last year. And it's kind of scary, right? They want to rewrite future. So it's very much the gaslighting that we get these days, where it's like, you know, this politician says this one thing or another. Okay. Here's a great example of gaslighting. Joe Biden's policies have let basically everybody in through the southern border of Texas as possible. Now, of course, that's hyperbole, but they're just letting everybody in down there, right? And then Joe Biden comes on. And he says, it's because of Trump that all of these people are coming in through the border. And it's like, hold on a second, dude. Don't you remember on day one when you made such a big deal about how you're undoing all of Trump's immigration policies? Like, you literally made announcements. You literally made press conferences. You literally signed those documents. And yet you want to say, when it's all going to shit, that, oh, it's all Trump's fault. That's the kind of gaslighting and history rewriting that we're seeing here these days. And it's really disturbing. It's what did they call it in 1984? Right? It was Big Brother, of course. Wrong think, right? When you like, for example, my wrong think about Joe Biden there would have got me in trouble. But they had a name for it when they would go back and edit the past. They would go back and edit the history to make it fit today's narrative. And a lot of people are trying to do that today, right? A lot of people are trying to put, you know, today's social box or very left-wing social box on something somebody did 20 years ago, which was not in the 80s. 20 years ago was in the early 2000s. I had that conversation with my kids the other day. I was saying something was popular in the 80s, 20 years ago in the 80s. And they looked at me like, and they're like, 20 years ago was not the 80s, Dad. And I'm like, oh, shit, you're right. That was a longer time ago. S-Type, good morning. Elon isn't Hessis. He has DOD contracts. He's controlled opposition. Interesting. Controlled opposition. So this Ohio senator is saying that Google needs to break up. And it's one of the most dangerous companies in the world because they're rewriting history. That's the scary part. They're rewriting history. They want to teach younger children things that just didn't happen in the name of social justice. Let's take a look at some of these things here. So I just went on the Twitter. By the way, if you go to Google and type this, you get pretty crap results. So I went on Twitter and typed this, and I was like, okay, I can actually use this. So Google is actively making sure that when you Google something like this, you're not getting the results you want to see. Gemini AI doesn't just have a woke problem. It's also engaged in making harmful, libelous, or defamatory statements about people like this person. I don't even know who that is. Who challenge the status quo narrative. Shouldn't this be a concern? So I'm not going to read all that. But this now equates Elon and the bad guy from World War II. Don't blame Gemini. Blame Gemini's programmers. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go on down here. I want to show you some of the images. Here we go. Google to relaunch, not working the way we intended. So this was pictures of founding fathers, right? Like, this dude looks cool. He looks badass, right? But this is not historical, right? That's not George Washington, right? I'm not trying to put any kind of race card here, but we're not seeing that, right? That's not historical accuracy, right? That's rewriting history. Now, granted, we need to remember history in the way that it was, so that we can learn from it. But rewriting it to fit this narrative is not doing so. Let's see. Here's a couple, right? Here are four representative images featuring popes from different ethnicities and genders. Well, if you're looking for the picture of a pope, you're looking for a picture of a pope. In fact, let's just do a picture of a pope, right? This is what the pope looks like, okay? Right? There's Pope Francis right there. That's a picture of a pope. This is not pictures of a pope, right? This is a Native American. This is, I don't know who that is, but it's not a picture of a pope. Let's look at this, right? Here, give me an image of a medieval knight. It looks like an Asian lady. This looks like maybe some sort of like African warrior. He looks like a badass, but not a medieval knight. Same here. I'm not really sure about here. This guy, he looks like someone from Genghis Khan, which is cool in its own right. But why are you overwriting history, right? If there really were these badass looking African knights out there riding horses, dude, that's sick. But don't take it from them. Don't take away their history and overwrite a different history. And then same here. Like, there is so much history around Genghis Khan, Mongolians, and all that stuff. Why take it from them? Let them have that pride and historical accuracy around their accomplishments. That's awesome. Don't overwrite their accomplishments on someone else's accomplishments. That's a real problem here, right? And here's a couple more pictures of popes, which they don't look anything like the real pope. So I just don't understand this. Hey, Bahar, good to see you. Watch channel. Good morning. So yeah, and that's where this Ohio senator is coming from. Is it's like, look, this is dangerous. It is very dangerous. It's so Orwellian, so 1984 to say, we're going to overwrite history. And we're going to change the skin color. We're going to change the race. We're going to change the nationality of all these different things. Because, you know, we just need to make sure that we are accurately represented. This is probably the worst example, right? You go back and look at World War II. these kind of people who are they shown right here? This guy probably was part of the Nazi soldiers, right? But the others, honestly, they were being targeted by the Nazi soldiers. More than likely. I don't know. But to overwrite history like that is dangerous. To overwrite history like this can absolutely have huge, rippling, awful effects if this is how we're teaching history. To change history in the name of progressive wokeism is a very, very dangerous thing. And I fully agree with this Ohio senator. If this is how we're going to be teaching history, we got a major, major problem. So let's take a look at the AI trading data for Google right now. Google got a sell signal February 5th, right before this big sell-off here. In fact, let's zoom in just a little bit. So these are using the Outlier 2.0 signals, which are coming out for everybody next week. And it is a little bit slow. I'm using the dev platform here, so it does take a second. I may even need to reload the page here. The dev platform is just a little bit slower than the production platform, but this is going to be in the production platform next week, which I'm really, really excited about. So yeah, we got the sell signal on February 1st, and you can see it's really, really sold off hard since then. And then if we go to the performance summary, we can see the outlier signal returns have shown a 65.52% historical return there, right there. So pretty awesome results using Outlier. So be sure to head over to OutlierDeal.com. That's OutlierDeal.com. When you head over to OutlierDeal.com, you're going to have access to these AI trading signals like this. Lifetime access. And this is ending in the next couple of weeks. And will never, ever be offered as a lifetime deal again. So be sure you go grab that while you can. Now, let's see what people are saying about all of this, right? I'm sure I'm not the only person who says we can't be rewriting history to fit this narrative, right? It's kind of scary. There are undoubtedly risks to related to AI. And one of the biggest, a partisan group of crazy people using AI to infect every part of the information economy with left-wing bias. Jim and I can't produce accurate history. History. And ChatGPT promotes other things. So let's see what it says here. We need a congressional investigation into those who infected AI and start pushing round earth to start pushing the round earth theory. That's funny. I already pay for whatever the blue check is. Why do I have to pay for more? Stupid. One way or another, we need a lot of restrictions and guidance for AI. And that's going to be tough. I don't know if it's going to be possible. Are we actually going to be able to do that? I've been a huge advocate for OS. Got yelled at and fired at over it. Over the tech side of OS companies. I'm not sure what he means by OS. But AI is bigger than OS. It teaches itself, and the programmers don't know how or why it makes decisions. Ooh, that's scary. ChatGPT is a problem. Once you flag it for certain things, it spits out puke. Bias search engines need to be open source as well. Bias search engines like Google from other Google are far more damaging than AI at this time. Let's just see. Is there any more? Our future depends on whether AI is controlled by the few or the many. And, you know, to that point, I think our future really depends on historical accuracy. If we're going to be using AI, by all means, I think we should. But we should program into it, do not overwrite history. Do not change history. If I ask for a picture of a pope, show me a picture of the pope. Show me a picture of every historical pope we've ever seen. But if I ask for a pope with dark skin tones, show me that. But don't overwrite the history and say, no, this is popes now. Sorry, your popes are wrong. These popes are right. That's a huge problem. But of course, we can't make that change on our own. That's up to the programmers. And once the programmers do so, then I think maybe we can get some changes to work in the right way. Bahar, I see your question. Let's hit that up on the Discord. And for everybody else, please be sure to click one of these two videos to watch more. Thank you so much for tuning into today's Outlier Live. We'll see you on the next episode.